At the Southern Michigan prison near Jackson, cell block 7 housed thousands of inmates beginning in the 1930s. Prisoners had been convicted of crimes ranging from liquor law violations to murder. Soon, that same cell block will be transformed into a museum that tells Jackson's story as perhaps Michigan's best-known correctional center, at one time the largest walled prison in the world. Organizers from Jackson's Ellis Sharp Museum are hoping for a late June opening of the Cell Block 7 Museum, less than an hour south of Lansing. And the woman overseeing much of the effort joins me now. Judy Horn is the Director of Collections and Exhibits at Jackson's Ellis Sharp Museum. Thanks for joining us, Judy.
Well, thank you for having me here. We really appreciate this opportunity to talk about what we're doing.
Describe the space that you have. Describe Cell Block 7. You've got a space here that you are going to turn into a museum. How much space? Describe it for us.
You know, the first time I walked in there was just incredible. It's actually two buildings. There's a smaller building in front, Building 51. And when I first walked in there, I thought, okay, this is fine. This is good. And we walked down a hallway. And then we came to an area that was like a cell area. And this is where all of the men who came in here into that building first went into the cell to wait until they had their turn to go through the whole process, the whole prisoner processing. And then I walked down a ramp and actually entered into the cell block. The cell block itself is 25,000 square feet, and it is cavernous. You walk in there, and you look down this row of prison cells on both sides of you. There are about 515 prison cells in this cell block, and it's indescribable. And it really was so different than I thought it would be. And it was, they flipped on the lights and there's this buzzing sound. So there's a lot of sensory stuff going on. And it's just, every time I go in there, I'm in awe of the space and what it's like. So it's really quite an experience to go in there.
How many stories is it then?
There are five stories. The first one, the base area, and then there are four galleries above that. And each one has, I believe, 103 cells.
You'll have 515 cells were a part of Cell Block 7. Will visitors be able to see what used to be occupied prison cells?
Oh, definitely, definitely. In fact, some of the cell doors will be open and people can actually step inside and experience what it would be like to be in that space.
Will they be enhanced to look as if they're occupied, that kind of thing? What about common areas?
Some of them, excuse me.
Some of them. Some of them, yeah. What about common areas like dining spaces? Do you have outdoor spaces to work with?
Mm-hmm. There was a dining space in there. I think they had seating for, 140 some or something like that. And they're little square tables with a little stool on the floor, for each space.
Okay.
And there is outdoor space. Hopefully we'll have that open eventually so people can see it. The part of the prison that we're going to be in, the yard outside of that, is now not being used. But when you look out there, you get the sense of what it would have been like to be there. There's still a row of telephones there that you can see that the prisoners were able to use. And, there are many fences and gates and the razor wire is all there. And it's very interesting to see.
And Cell Block 7 was a working part of the prison until fairly recently.
Oh, yeah,
correct?
Until 2007.
2007, yes, Cell Block 7 was still in use. Mm-hmm. Jackson's got a long history as a correctional town. The first state prison began there, I think, opened in 1837.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And you speak in terms of the old prison and the new prison.
Yeah, and that's how we refer to them in Jackson. And it's kind of strange when you think about the new prison was actually built in the 1920s and had prisoners in it by, sometime late in the 1920s and was open in the 1930s, but it's still the new prison in Jackson. But the old facility opened in the 1830s. It started out as a very small facility and was built of tamarack trees. And the prisoners were in these wooden buildings and were shackled with ball and chain to the rails at night so that they couldn't escape. But plenty did, trust me. There are lots of interesting stories about escapes.
Are you going to be telling some of those escape stories at the prison?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the actually, we're going to have some spaces where the stories will change. When you come to the museum, you'll see that some of the stories stay the same because they're important to keep going. A lot of the history, but we want to make it new and fresh for people to be able to have something different to look at. We hope that we have a lot of return visitors, so some of our exhibit spaces will change. And one of the first exhibits that we're going to do is about the famous helicopter escape. And that's
which I
really,
remember. Yeah, 1975.
Correct. And he was a repeat offender as far as escapes go, and this was his third escape. And he was in prison for all sorts of different reasons, from stealing $40,000 worth of hogs to larceny and all sorts of things over the years. And he never stayed very long. He always managed to find a way to get out. His name was David Otto, I believe. Yes, that was his name. And his last escape was a helicopter escape, and apparently there was a gentleman who hijacked a helicopter and landed it near the workspace that he was working in. And
this was inside the
prison.
This was inside.
Landed.
Oh my
gosh. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, landed his helicopter. He got in there, and he wasn't gone for very long before he was back again, and eventually ended up in prison in Illinois, I believe. And then he, after his last time in prison, he opened a ranch here in Michigan, I believe. Then eventually retired to California.
Okay.
And lived there till he was about 71.
How interesting. Mm-hmm. I know you're on a search for items from the prison to place in the museum.
Yes.
How is that search going?
Actually, it's going well. We've had a lot of calls. People have been very supportive of this, and we've had a lot of calls. We want stories. We want artifacts that we can find, uniforms, letters, anything made at the prison. There were several factories over the years in the prisons, lots of things made at the prison throughout time, and there was a wonderful hobby shop. So we've gotten quite a few things in from the hobby shop, some leather purses, a beautiful little piano, jewelry box made out of matchsticks, and just all sorts of incredible things.
We're talking with Judy Horn. Judy's the Director of Collections and Exhibits at Jackson's Ellis Sharp Museum, and she's a lead person on the new Cell Block 7 Museum, which is a part of the Southern Michigan Prison near Jackson. Cell Block 7, of course, a functioning part of the prison up until 2007, but it will become a museum. It's scheduled to become a museum the end of next month. The rest of the complex is still a working prison.
Yes,
here.
It is.
Mm-hmm. How many inmates are incarcerated there today?
Currently about 6,800.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do other established prisons have museums? I mean, are you really cutting edge here?
I believe
this?
We are, because we're going to be the only museum open in an operating prison. So this is very unique. And we're excited about the prospect of this.
I was at the museum. I was at the prison the day Jack Kevorkian was released. Which
really?
Which is now that I think about it, is just about 7 years ago, almost to the week.
Really?
There have been others. I mean, you told the story of the helicopter mm-hmm. escape. What's another story related to the prison that you know you want to tell in the museum?
The story of the furniture factories that were in there in the early years of the prison. We're going to tell the story of Albert Ewart, who was a chaplain at the prison and later worked in the probation area. And what's fascinating about him is he was really an important part of rehabilitation for prisoners and did a lot of things with that. You know what? I'll tell you. When we first were approached about this and I started thinking about this, I sat down one day and I had a 3-page typed out list of just different ideas of stories that we could tell at the prison throughout the years. And that list has grown and grown. So there are so many things that we can talk about.
Well, we look forward to it a lot. We'll be staying in touch with you.
Oh, I hope so.
With regard to the Cell Block 7 Museum, Judy Horn is the Director of Collections and Exhibits at Jackson's Ellis Sharp Museum, but she's playing a leadership role here in the establishment of the Cell Block 7 Museum, scheduled to open the end of next month. And if you have any artifacts or stories or anything related to to the Jackson Prison and the correctional facility down there, get in touch with Judy.
Definitely.
At the Ella Sharp Museum in Jackson. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Sounds like an interesting trip.